Today, Senator John Kerry delivered a biting critique of the Bush administration's policy in Iraq. Kerry said President Bush should bring 20,000 troops home from Iraq by the end of this year, after December's parliamentary elections. Kerry said that most U.S. troops could be withdrawn in 12 to 15 months. There are now some 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. It was the first major speech on the subject by the Democratic presidential candidate, who lost to President Bush in 2004. Senator Kerry spoke earlier today at Georgetown University here in Washington, and he joins me now to talk about that speech from his office in the U.S. Capitol. Senator, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I wonder if what you're saying in this speech, in essence, is that the U.S. can't win the war in Iraq, can't make Iraq safe, and it's time to leave.
No, what I'm saying is that these are the critical make-or-break 5 to 6 months for Iraq. This is it. And the administration has to get it right in terms of understanding what the options are. General Casey, many other observers have very specifically said there is no military solution. And we've known that for a long time, but the administration has not acted on it sufficiently. You will not end this insurgency at the mouth of a gun barrel. You have to have a political solution.
On this question of withdrawing troops, though, the Bush administration has said, look, you can't cut and run. Why is what you're proposing not cutting and running?
That's their quick accusation for anybody who has a better idea. But the fact is, it's the Bush administration that has cut and run. They cut and ran on good diplomacy and on patience. They cut and ran on providing the sufficient protection to our troops. They cut and ran on common sense, and they cut and ran on telling the truth to the American people. What I'm suggesting is not a precipitous withdrawal, but I'm also suggesting you don't just sit there and say we're going to stay as long as it takes. Because saying we're going to stay there as long as it takes allows the Iraqis to take as long as they want. And it allows them to have billions of dollars coming into their coffers, much of it into corrupt hands in these days, without an acceptance of responsibility. Here's the simple fact. We put some extra troops in for the election, for the Constitution. When the Constitution and the election have been successfully completed, and I believe the election will be, you can bring those troops out, plus a few. That represents the 20,000. And it's a way of making clear to the Iraqis, you guys have got to get your act together and get going. We have to change the deployment of our own troops over there. It's silly to be sending Americans out on some of these sweep and destroy and search missions where Iraqis could be doing it. And when you send Americans out, not unlike Vietnam, you wind up alienating the local population and with incredible kinds of confrontations that are unnecessary. I think if you pulled our troops back into a more garrisoned rear status for safety purposes, stand up the Iraqis for themselves, we'll do better.
When you say we've got to stand up the Iraqi forces, wouldn't you need some assurance that those Iraqi forces are up to the task? There have been a lot of measures by which they seem to be not performing as would have been expected and not in the numbers that would be needed.
Well, you've got 12 to 15 months to continue to do that and what I'm saying. And if it takes a little longer, it'll take a little longer. But you got to begin to get some serious time frame in your head. The time frame I've suggested, and I want to be very clear on this, is not a time frame for withdrawal. It is a time frame for them assuming certain responsibilities and the things you need to do to get them to do that. And that's what empowers you to withdraw.
The argument from the Bush administration has been, if you put out the notion that within 12 to 15 months, most of the U.S. troops then would be withdrawn, or combat troops would be withdrawn, that encourages the insurgents. They basically know they can bide their time wait until U.S. troops are gone. Why isn't that?
Because I have
concern?
Specifically linked it to the political solution. If you just did the withdrawal, yes, that's a problem, and I've said that. What I've said is you must have a different political solution than the one they have currently embraced.
Senator Kerry, in your speech today at Georgetown, you said, history will judge the invasion of Iraq, one of the greatest foreign policy misadventures of all time. You voted for this war. You voted for what turned out to be what you consider this misadventure. How do you square that?
I voted for a set of promises which we were bitterly disappointed on. And I regret that the president didn't live up to the things he said he was going to do. I have to accept responsibility. There's, as Robert Kennedy said about Vietnam, there's blame enough to go around, and there is blame enough. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't accept my responsibility as a senator and as an individual citizen to speak out for what I believe is the truth and the best ways in which America can proceed forward.
Senator, as you know, the number of U.S. troops killed in Iraq reached 2,000 this week, and I think a lot of people are wondering where the Democratic Party has been on this issue.
Well, I will tell you this, frankly, and they may wonder, but I gave the strongest speeches I knew how in the course of the election. I spoke at New York University, in Fulton, Missouri earlier, in Philadelphia, Temple University. So I feel very much as if many of us have laid out to this administration the things they need to do. They have never fundamentally consulted in a broad way with Democrats. And so they really have made misstep after misstep through their own arrogance, their own unwillingness to listen. And now they have a serious predicament, even more serious, on their hands. You know, that's why I'm speaking out today. And I intend, as I said, to continue to speak out and to try to set us in the right direction.
Senator, how much does your experience in Vietnam color your views here, do you think?
It obviously conditions my attitude about some of the rosy scenarios that you hear from people that aren't supported by facts on the ground. And so I've made two visits to Iraq this year, and you know, not everything is the same, but it gives you a pretty good compass and a pretty good sense of direction.
You do use the Q word in your speech, quagmire.
But I didn't say it is one yet, and I feel that very strongly. I think there are ways in which, if they do the things I said, we could pull our troops out with a stable Iraq that has an opportunity to decide its own future, as we would like to see them do it. So now is the moment for a level of engagement that really meets the expectations of the American people and, frankly, lives up to the sacrifice made by our soldiers.
Senator Kerry, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Senator John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts.